Want to also, again, as Brother Aaron did earlier, just give a welcome to all the visitors here today, as well as all the people who normally come here. And we are trusting God for a blessing today. Hopefully you've already been blessed and encouraged, and we're looking forward to be blessed and encouraged more. So about 12 years ago when John and Yochebed got married on that really warm day, Misha and Galina came from Ukraine. Yochebed knew them, and that's where we first learned to know them. And we've been back and forth some over the years, but they have come here today and brought three of their children, Vili, Misha, and Erika, with them. And they love to sing. So we invited them to sing here. And then Misha's going to preach a short message. And a little bit like they do over in Ukraine, they usually have three messages on a Sunday morning. And they're all shorter ones. So he said, I must preach short message. So that's fine. And I have a few words maybe to share as well if there's time. But we're just going to see how the Spirit leads here. I also make mention of this. We mentioned this in brothers meeting the other night, but for those of you that weren't there, usually we Sunday mornings we don't have instruments in the church. We love our a cappella singing four-part harmony, but they brought their guitar and they're going to use it this morning for the glory of God. So going to bless them in that, and you won't understand the words, but they bring the gift of music. And something I believe will connect with our hearts this morning, and I'm sure Misha will explain what it is the songs are saying. So let's just stand together for a prayer before they come up. They're going to sing a few songs, and Misha's going to preach the word. Heavenly Father, we bless your name today. And thank you, O Lord, for brothers and sisters around the globe that we can join hearts and hands with, Lord, as we proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to unbelievers, to those who are lost, to those who are in sin and despair. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be with Misha and Galina and their family here. Thank you that they could come and bless us in this way. And I ask you, Lord, that you would meet with us here in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So I'll invite you, or however you want to do it, Misha, but we can put the stand, stand up here, wherever you decide where you want to go.
I am very glad to be in your midst this morning, brothers and sisters, and I bring greetings from brothers and sisters from Ukraine. We also love God. We have the same Father as you have in heaven, and we expect that one day we will gather in heaven by his feet and glorify him in the language we understand each other. Long ago, when I studied a little bit English, I didn't have any purpose why I did that. I got a chance to be in a little Bible school, and it was in English. And when the teachers were asking, why do you study English? I said, well, I would like to be one of the carpenters in Ukraine who can speak English. But when I look back 25 years ago already, how many times God used me because of this ability that I can speak English, and I thank God for this. 10 years ago, when there was a marriage of Jochebed and John, and we came first time here, but knowing your church became to my heart earlier because of your tape ministry, much earlier. So I was listening and some preaching of brothers here and also Bible schools for young people, and it was a blessing for us. And I also could use some thoughts to share with the church there and young people, and it was a blessing. We would like to sing a few songs. I want to say that we also sing four voices in our church in Ukraine, even though we use piano and the guitar. So we don't want to bring any disorder to your audience. So, but we use this, and I think That's I told just a few days ago for young people that music, that's a blessing, but it can be also bigger danger. So when young people or not young people, Christian people use music, it must be the some border in your heart that you can never cross. And I think God can help. And when you have good music minister or singing or choir minister, that's a blessing for the church. But words are the most important. That's it. I always say for our choir and for people who use music, music never must be louder than words. Because words, that's the preaching, that's the message from God. We would like to sing a few songs. First song, it says, Shalom. I think you understand this word. Yeah. Do you know Hebrew? yeah. Jesus said these words when he came after his resurrection, and he wanted his disciples to have peace. That's why we would like to come you with peace and to live in peace. And this song was written by one Jewish man. He visited us this summer with children, with his family. Through special circumstances, God led him to repentance. And he wrote this song, Shalom. And when I look at the pictures at the beginning, what happened here a few days in America, some tornado, people died. And I think there people need peace. Here we need peace. And I would say that many people in Ukraine are very worried about, because maybe you also know the Russian forces are standing nearby our border today. So people are worried what is going to happen. So people also, they need peace. And God is the one who gives this peace. That's the song about. Okay.
Всех людей шалом, 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 Божий мир для всех людей шалом. О, сколько горя в мире этом, народы без собой войну ведут. Хочу я объявить по свету мир, мир. Людям всем шалом, шалом, Божий мир для всех людей шалом, 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 Божий мир для всех людей шалом. О, сколько в мире всем страданий, болезни, голода, гонений, ссор. Нет в мире войнам оправдания. Мир, мир, людям всем. Шалом, шалом, Божий мир для всех людей. Шалом, 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 Божий мир для всех людей. Шалом. Принял в сердце мир от Бога, будь миротворцем там, где ты живешь, и вместе мы воскликнем громко. Мир, мир, людям всем. Шалом, шалом, Божий мир для всех людей. Шалом, 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 мир для всех людей, шалом, 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 Божий мир для всех людей, шалом, 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 Божий мир для всех людей, шалом.
Second song I would like to sing says that you are my rock, you are my salvation, and above all in my life, I would like to glorify you. The It's a desire from the author of this song.
Життя гуде, діла йдуть, за ними слідом слід. І ти, Господь, зі мною будь, ясний і темний дня. Тебе люблю, Ісусе мій, отак бажаю я. Понад усе, тебе любить, понад усе мій Бог. Господь є сила для душі в часи тривог. Понад усе тебе любить, понад усе мій Бог. Бо ти, Господь, є сила для душі в часи тривог. Коли прийде потрібний час, життя моє пройде на висоті, на небесах, зустріну я тебе. А поки душе на землі, прошу тебе щодня, не відпускай, о Ісус, бо так бажаю я. Понад усе тебе любить, понад усе мій Бог. Бо ти, Господь, є сила для душі в часи тривог. Понад усе тебе любить, понад усе мій Бог. Бо ти, Господь, є сила для душі в часи тривог. Понад усе тебе любить, понад усе мій Бог. Бо ти, Господь, є сила для душі в часи тривог. Понад усе тебе любить, понад усе мій Бог. Бо ти, Господь, є сила для душі в часи тривог.
And one more song we will sing in Ukrainian language. It says that if your family, your relatives, your parents will turn away from you because you followed me, I will never leave you. That's the words of our Lord. And this song was a blessing very much in the 90s when the Iron Wall of Soviet Union was broken and gospel was coming really much to our country. Many people came to churches, came to Christ, and in families often it was so that because families were Orthodox, they were out of the family very often and suffered because they followed Christ one day. So this song says that I will never leave you. Whatever happened in your life, I will be with you.
Не покину я вас, не забуду, так Бог каже тобі і мені, турбуватися вами я буду у стражданнях тяжких. На землі турбуватися вами я буду у стражданнях тяжких на землі. Буду в праці я вам помагати, буду силу і міць подавати, і води бадьорість впливать, і води до сердечної Хочу тебе Твоя буду, рідним батьком для вас сьогодні. Ніжно буду я вас доглядати, так як мати маленьке дитя. Іду всякого з вас захищати і провадить у вічне життя. Іду всякого з вас захищати і провадить у вічне життя. Я самотнє серце розважу, сумні думи я геть віжену, і розбите життя я полажу, дух заскучений вас підкріплю, і розбите життя я полажу, дух засмучений вас підкріплю.
For me, it was very interesting when brothers moved the pulpit more than 100 years ago in Russia. There were two unions. There was a Baptist union and there was union of evangelical Christians. They were very similar in teaching, just little details made the difference. And one of the differences was the Baptists, they had pulpit in the middle. Evangelical Christians, they had pulpit on the side. So you are both today. Yeah. I remember in my childhood when we had meetings in our homes, we didn't have church buildings, and we preached just without pulpit and just by table or without table, just the Bible must be had to be present there. They were the most important, right? Yeah, my spirit is a little bit today shaking. I'm just thinking that my trip here this time came out from nothing. Just didn't have any plans. I just was planning to come for a few weeks here, to be here. But then I came here, and 2 weeks later, I heard that America is going to be closed for non-vaccinated people. So I said maybe my family could come. I said maybe that's the last time, brothers and sisters. Can it be so? Yes, yes. My father always was telling a saying that Earth is turning around and many things changes, brothers and sisters. And one day we can freely go somewhere, another day we just sit at home and we cannot go to a shop or to our workplace. So everything changes in this world. So maybe we are the last time here, and I'm glad that we could be here with you. I would like to share one passage from the Bible. That's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13. Could you just show the brothers could on the screen? Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verse 8 and further. That's the parable of the lost coin. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Piece of silver. In other translation, and in Ukrainian language, it said that it was the coin. In even it was saying the drachma. I don't know if it's right in English, but there was a coin at those time, drachma, coin. And in this parable, this piece of silver, this coin, represent the image of a human being. Human being who was very precious for the Creator. There was one day when God created a man. And I think in this action, in this, God put in all his wisdom and all his supernatural, what he has when he created. And it says that that's the crown of all creation. Man, that's the crown of all creation. And here in this parable, we can see that it was a loss. This lady, this woman, she lost this coin. The day came to humanity, to the history of human beings, when people left God, left the Creator. And the glory of God fell off somewhere on the floor, down there. People lost the Creator. People lost dignity. People lost honor, image of God. And it was very black day, I would say black day in the history of people. And I would say that humanity has some precious things. There are some paintings. They are very, very precious. And often it depends on the name of the artist who painted that painting. And I heard that there is a list of some paintings that they are so precious that nobody can buy them because they don't have a price. They don't have a price. So highly they are valued by people. One of them, that's a painting, Last Supper, Leonardo da Vinci, the artist who made this painting, very famous in the world, in many houses, even in Ukraine, you can see Last Supper, when Jesus is sitting with the disciples at the Last Supper. So this painting, you cannot buy it. Nobody can buy it in this world. It's no price for this. It's priceless. It's so high. And another one is the creation of Adam. Michelangelo, he created this painting. So, because the name of the painter, of the artist, they are so high in price or priceless. Nobody can buy it. And if you look at the man and the human being, the creator's name is God, God Almighty. He is the author of man, of human being. And happened so that man fell down. And the glory, the image of God, they lost it. And when we look at this parable, we what made this woman looking for? What made it? Can you, Isaiah 43, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will I give man for thee, and people for thy life. In the eyes of Creator, we are very precious. He created us. We are very precious for Him. We are a creation of His hands, of His breath. And we were very precious for Him. I heard that ladies in those times, in the times of Christ, they were wearing these coins. They were collecting them. Young ladies, they were collecting, and they were wearing them as jewelry, as what they have. If they go, if they get married, that's what they have, their inheritance, let's say. And I heard in the Muslim world that Muslim ladies wear a lot of jewelry. Some people say that if one day the husband doesn't like his wife and he sends her away just very easily, she can take with her only what she has on herself. That's all. That's why they put a lot, because if this day comes, they have something at least. And when I look at the sometimes nowadays at some ladies who call themselves Christians and they look like Christmas trees, and I think maybe they're also afraid of such a day when they can be sent away by husband, you know. So why this woman was looking for this coin? Because it was a special for her. It was precious, very much for her. And this loss made her worry, made her upset. The joy went away from her heart because she lost. She lost, and she started, or she decided to go and look for. There was a day when God also went to look for a man. And like that good shepherd, do you remember the story about Good Shepherd when he started to look for the lost sheep? His heart was full of love, and that sheep was precious for him, and he started to look for it. The same was with this woman. This coin was very special for her, and she started to look for it. One day Jesus said in the house of Zacchaeus, "I came to save, to find and to save what is lost, what perished." Yeah, that was the heart of God. He wants to find the one who is lost. God's heart is open for these people. And we can see how this woman was looking for. She lighted the candle we read. Do you remember one day in the world light started to shine? I think Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2 says, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Light came to the world and people could see the way, could see the way to God. And Jesus, He was that light. He came to this world, to this darkness of sin, just to find and to bring this to God, back to Creator. And this woman was looking in every corner where it could be lost. Very diligently, we read, very diligently. God was looking for a man really with heart full of love and desire to save. Not just because it's, you know, sometimes people do their job just because they have to do this job. But God did this search with the heart full of love. And then we read that she found this coin and she cleaned it up. God said, Jesus said, "I cleaned you already through my word." When God brings people to Himself, He cleans them. And Word of God, that's the thing what cleans our heart. When we hear God's word regularly, it cleans us up from our sinful thoughts, from our sinful life. Through sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God cleans us. And he makes this, or he does this with great love. Like, you know, the old master violin player, when he found the old violin somewhere in the dust, and he cleansed it, and he tunes it, and that it sounds again very, very well. That's what God does with the soul of a man. It's very interesting that on a coin at that time, there was always printed the image of ruler who was at that moment, or emperor. And when God cleans our heart, then people can see his image in us. When we act in the way of God, when we speak in the way God wants, when we think in the way God wants, and people can see his image in our life. And God then gives back his glory for the soul which was saved. And at the end of this parable, it says that there was a big joy, not only on earth, but also in heaven, when angels were in the presence of God. They have a joy because somebody was saved. Big price was paid for salvation of this soul. Big price. Could you, brothers, put the painting? I want to show you something. Do you know what's this? When I look at this picture, I thought, you know, sometimes when children are playing and they are missing some colors, so they can do something, yeah? Children, can you do something like this? I'm sure you can. This painting is called Violet, Green, and Red. Long ago, there was an artist, his name was Mark Rothko. And the man whose name was Rockefeller, he found this artist, he liked his paintings, and one day he came up to him and said, "Can you paint something for me special?" And he painted this painting. And Rockefeller paid him very well for this. And a few years ago, this painting was sold and auctioned for $186 million. Brothers and sisters, why I would like you to see this example? Can we open 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 26? "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised. God has chosen, yeah, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." Brothers and sisters, when we look at the painting, we see it's something, nothing to enjoy, right? When we look at ourselves, is it not the same? Who are we, brothers and sisters? Nothing to be really something special by us. We know ourselves very well who we are. We are not something very special like that painting. But the big price was paid for us. And that gives us that value. That's why we are valued so much because Son of God paid his price. There is no higher price in this world which was could be paid for the soul of man. And that's why we are valued so high in God's eyes. That's why God loves his church. He has chosen church from this world. He paid the price for this, high price, blood of his Son. And today we just can feel the blessing what we have to be part of God's family. That's why my purpose of what my message is, the main thing in this sermon is that we could be thankful for God for what he has done through his Son for each of us. And to be thankful for the price which was paid, and that our life could be filled with the glory of God, and people from this world, when they looked at our life, our family life, our church life, they could see our God Almighty. So praise be the Lord, God Almighty, who has done so much in us through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Just use this one here. That's good. Thank you, Misha, for preaching the truth, the beautiful truth of God's Word. Let's stand together here, and I would like to sing a song together and pray together. And then, Brother Aaron, I'm going to let you finish out, close the service as you see fit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away, I've been born again, more than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. Heavenly Father, we bless your name today, Lord. Thank you so much, O God, that you are our creator. You have created us in your image. And Lord, thank you for sending your Son to die for us. Lord, you redeemed us back unto yourself. And Lord, I pray that in this place, Lord, that every heart would rise up in adoration to you, in thanksgiving to your great name, that we would walk in the glory, your glory, and not our own. Thank you, Father. Lord, I ask you to bless Misha and Galina and their family. I ask you, Lord, that you would bless their congregation there in Ukraine, that body of believers, as they proclaim your glory, proclaim your word. And Lord, I know that they very much reach out to unbelievers in the community, and there are unbelievers coming into the church and being saved and being converted. Thank you for that, Lord. I ask you, God, that you would just anoint them for the work that you have called them to do there. And Lord, in the difficult situations that they face, oh Father, continue to remind them that Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is everything they need. So bless your people there, Lord. Protect them, Father. God, we know, Lord, as we hear in the news how that the Russian troops are coming to the border of Ukraine and they're setting up there. Lord, we don't know what all this means, but we ask you, O God, in your sovereignty, Lord, that you would move the hearts of the kings, the hearts of the presidents, however you will, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, that you would use these difficult situations and turn them around for your glory in some way. Lord, may the fires of the Holy Spirit move across the country of Ukraine in a mighty way in these days. I pray a blessing and protection over them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. As we were reminded earlier today, as Brother Elijah was leading the worship and talking about the new creation and where we are going, Lord. And Father, we don't know whether we'll meet here on this earth again. But God, we look forward to when we can be all together and with you face to face. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Brother Aaron, I'll give it over to you.
Thank you, Misha, and your family for sharing with us today. It's a great joy and an honor and a privilege. Maybe someone has a word of testimony here. Just open it up for a moment. Raise your hand. The ushers can get a microphone to you that we can be edified together. Anyone have something on their heart you'd like to share? Okay, there's a hand right here, Sister Susie. Anyone else? Get your hand up so we can be edified together.
I was really blessed by your singing today. It brought back memories of our church in Montana. We had a lot of Ukrainian Christians come to our church, and we sang a lot of songs in your language. And we didn't understand all the words, but we were so encouraged by the spirit of your Christian people and how they it was such of a strengthening to us and built up our faith and took us and the reality of prayer and what it can accomplish came much clearer to us. Thank you for sharing.
Amen. Praise God. You know, Brother Misha, as you brought the word today, I just felt in my heart just a desire that if there's someone here today that is lost, and you're in sin, and you're wrestling with that self-life and that sin, and you long to be found, you long to be free, today is the day of salvation. Don't anyone harden your heart today. Today you can come to Jesus and be saved and be delivered from sin. I'm not going to have a formal invitation as such, but I just encourage us today that, you know, this is the day of salvation. And I believe God is speaking to some of you. You're hearing his voice. He's drawing you. He's not willing that you should perish. So today is the day of salvation. And it's the goodness of God that leads us to salvation. Amen. Someone else have something to share before we close the meeting? All right. Well, the Lord bless you and the believers in Ukraine to be continuing to shine brightly for the glory of Jesus. And as you shared, Brother Misha, that, you know, we don't know. Shall we meet again here? But as we're faithful to the Lord, we shall meet again over there with the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Groffdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.